Wesco Home Furnishings has the best furniture at the best prices every day. With 12 area stores, it's easy to shop. Visit WescoHomeFurnishings.com for locations and to shop our brands.
And we are getting ready for Fight Night, coming back to the Four States and Showbox tomorrow night at Buffalo Run Casino. Tony Holden joining us in studio. Good morning to you, Tony.
How y'all doing today?
Oh, excellent. We are ready for tomorrow night. Are you getting ready?
I am. You know, it's this one's been a long preparation for tomorrow night.
How are the guys?
The guys are good. As you know, that Trey Lippy Morrison will not be fighting. He got cut in sparring. But I was really panicked thinking we're going to have to do a bunch of refunds. And we refunded 3 tickets, and still we got just a few left to sell. It's going to sell out because, first of all, they love TV shows and the caliber of boxing, but this market's really fallen in love with Ivan Bronchek, the Beast.
Yeah, his adopted home of Miami.
Miami's loving
Ivan.
Yeah, there's a story out nationwide, and I think USA Today picked it up, that from Belarus to Miami, Oklahoma, talking about this kid ranked 7 in the world, how he found roots here in little town of Miami.
What does the four-state franchise mean to this area, in your opinion?
I think it's still blowing up. Well, first of all, it's the only sporting event around here that gets national exposure on that level. And, on our last weigh-in, we had a kid from Sydney, Australia fight. And he goes, I was home watching Miami, Oklahoma on Showtime, thinking, wow, that crowd's fun. And I had no idea I'd be fighting there 4 weeks later. So, you know, it's not only seen around here from New York to L.A., but Sydney, Australia.
That's incredible. Yeah. What's that mean for the tribe as well? Being on that type of playing field, a national, a worldwide audience for the Peoria Indians.
Well, I think it's really good for the Peoria Tribe Indians, simply the fact that Oklahoma is loaded. All their casinos are tribal based. You know, they're all owned by tribes, and we're the only one in the state that's doing anything national TV like this. So it gives them great exposure. And Chief Froman in the business committee there, we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the tribe.
Yeah, I think it's top notch. It's something you would see in Atlantic City or in Las Vegas.
It is,
and it's right here in Miami. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Is this something that you see growing even bigger? What is the next level for the four-state franchise?
Bigger arena, you know, because we sell out every show. And the last Showbox fight, we were having people scalping tickets for $350. And they can, should we shut it down? Like, no, I don't care, whatever they want to do. But it's huge for the market because, first of all, it depends on Trey Lippy Morrison. You know, if this kid ends up the way Freddie Roach and I think, he could do 10,000, 20,000 seat arenas, bring multi-million dollars in the area. Television exposure, it'd be over the top.
So tell us about Trey. So he was hurt last week, a week ago, I guess it was Monday, sparring, had the gash above his left eye. How is that healing? What's the prognosis? What's the downtime?
It happened 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, okay.
And I was home, and Trey always calls me, but when you always have that second call 10 seconds after the first one, when you don't answer that, I just call it, what's wrong?
What happened?
Yeah, are you hurt? Yeah. You know, he got cut sparring. Freddie Roach was there with 16-ounce gloves. In boxing, you fight in 10. But when you sparred 16 and you wear giant headgear. So apparently the glove slipped through the headgear and slashed his whole eyebrow open and massive stitches. And we took him to plastic surgeons and Freddie Roach was going to let him fight. And, you know, the thing is, if it opens up, and it would have, and Trey's winning every round and the doctor stops because of a cut, he loses by knockout. So I shut it down, and Trey's probably a little upset at me right now. But
it's better not to have the knockout.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. So Ivan, the Beast, he is 23 years old, from Russia, his adopted home of Miami. Mm-hmm. 12-0. Incredible record happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, this is his fourth time on national television on Showtime for a kid that's only fought, well, it's actually 13-0.
13-0 now.
But a kid that's only fought 13 pro fights to be on national TV 4 times. The network's hot on him. He's ranked number 7 in the world now. Huge, huge expectations for this young man. And if you haven't seen Ivan fight, he just looks like a 12-year-old school kid. He just smiles and just this. You just want to go up and hug him. But boy, before that fight, he does turn into the Beast. It's amazing.
So who else on the card? So there's going to be a portion that will not be televised and a portion that will be televised.
Yes, we're going to open up with Kenzie Morrison, Trey's little brother, and then who's on the Forest State franchise, and Jarrett Rouse. So they'll open the show. We also have another Russian kid that actually gave heavyweight, that gave Trey the cut. He was sparring with, going to be opening the show. And then we have an Australian, Castile, that's going to fight. Two undefeated fighters. We've got guys coming in from Spain. So you're seeing what Showbox is. You see all the top fighters fighting each other. It's not easy fights, and that's why I hated for Trey Lippy Morrison to fight, because we'd always have to go in against guys I shouldn't be taking a chance with right now.
Right.
And that last fight on Showbox, you know, when he knocked out Ad Lattimore in the first round, was just amazing.
I'm sure Showtime's always wanting to know how the Forest State franchise is doing. When can we come back and fight at Buffalo Run?
Showbox, the producer out of New York, got in last night, and he always says this is their favorite place. And the reason for that is, you know, these networks go to arenas all over the place, and they go to casinos, and people are just, yeah. Our crowd's crazy. I mean, and it's perfect for television. It just lights it up, mm-hmm. enthusiastic crowds. And then when we have our hometown boys fighting, which this show was supposed to be in Trey Lippy and the Beast, they just said they can't find this anywhere. And our show place looks like a studio. They dress it up the way they want. Yeah, they just love it here.
Well, that's incredible. So what time is it going to be on Showtime?
9 tomorrow o'clock. Night? We go on live at 9 o'clock.
So doors open tomorrow night at the casino.
7 o'clock. First fight at 7:30 with the Four State franchise boys. And then we're going to end with the Four State franchise boy, Ivan the Beast.
So, start to finish, how long is the boxing event happening tomorrow night? Putting you on the spot.
No, this thing can go on till 11 o'clock.
Wow. So, yeah. You're going to have a whole night of entertainment.
Yes. Yeah.
And you have still some tickets available if you wanted to go.
We were sold out. We just opened up 50 tickets.
Okay.
So, they'll probably go here in the next few hours.
So, how would you get tickets? Just go online?
Or? Go online to BuffaloRun.com or call the Buffalo Run box office, or go buy the Buffalo Run.
Yeah.
Either way.
So you have 50 tickets available, so you better buy them really quick if you want to go.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night. Going to be a great fight. Thanks, Tony. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Tony Holden with Buffalo Run Casino, KZRG News Time 719.